close.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis.
Smoke.
I make fart noises with my mouth.
Close and smoke.
Well, you know you have a special show on tap when Carl brings notes.
I did bring notes today.
And
this is all for the benefit of the audience. This is what I do.
This is what you do. You take notes just for the benefit of our listening audience.
I didn't take notes. This is actually something I printed out from a website, one of my old websites that I still, I don't know, I still update once in a blue moon.
That thing hasn't been updated since 2002. Come on.
No, it's updated.
When was the last time?
Probably about a week ago.
Oh, okay. I haven't even looked at it since 2002, I think.
Well, you have to understand, there's a section of that website that has a quote list that's over 800 quotes since 1993.
Yes.
Just some really stupid quotes. I think you're on there.
And you know what? It's the luckiest night because we're going to read off every single one of those 800 quotes tonight.
So get your popcorn and pillows ready. This should help you get to sleep better than Bob Ross. Or is it Art Ross? I keep forgetting.
Art? I don't even know.
The painter guy. The guy with the big curly hair.
You just went right over my head.
Good night. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
I am the Reverend Smoke and Steve. He is Los. We are Los and Smoke. And Carl has notes.
I do.
About 2 pages worth. And we're just going to blow through those a little bit later, I tell you. Because we do have a special topic. And no, we're not going to read off all 800 quotes. We're not even going to be doing doing that quote list. It's something different. And the website we were referring to is his old, tripod website?
Yeah, losrules.tripod.com.
Yes, it's still out there.
It's still out there. There's stories. I used to, my blog site basically took the place of this. I used to put stories up there once a week.
Mm-hmm.
But now I actually have 3 blog sites. And I think I'm actually going to be part of a fourth. So.
Yeah, I know. I think it was a Fair Maiden is trying to get you involved in hers now.
Yes.
I think she wants everybody involved in hers. I think she's just going to have the... Hey. We promised we weren't going to do that as much this week because it was getting old, right?
That's what she...
Obviously, we're breaking that.
That's part. Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we actually have a studio audience.
Hey! Yay.
And they're drinking heavily.
Yes. Well, I would say anybody that comes in here... Should drink heavily.
I'm drinking a beer, they're drinking wine, and Los is drinking...
Water.
How did that happen?
It's Monday. No, actually, you know what? I didn't really drink that much this weekend except for Friday night, so...
I didn't drink that much this weekend except for Friday night. That counts.
It's 1 out of the 3 days. Normally, it's 3 out of the 3 days.
Usually, if you drink a lot on Friday, that's still counting as drinking a lot over the weekend.
Okay.
Drinking a lot over the weekend is having like 2 or 3 total.
That's for normal people.
Yes.
For normal people, that may be the case.
You had 3 at breakfast. I know you.
I actually, well, sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll do that. I try not to make a habit of it. Anyway, why are we here, Steve?
I know.
That's
what the hell are you asking me for?
Well, because you're the guy that sets it up, man.
I do. I'm like the bowling pin guy.
If you left it to me, we would never get to the topic.
The topic eventually. But you know, we do have the women next to us.
That's right.
Now,
lucky gals.
Yeah. Snoopy is here, but I'm not going to concentrate on her right now.
Okay.
My woman showed up.
I don't have a nickname.
She wants a nickname? You want a nickname now?
I like the one and only.
No. That would work.
Because that used to be an advertising slogan for, well, you know.
What was it for?
For that company that...
That company that did that stuff, you know, that sold those things.
It has a PlayStation out and stuff like that.
Can you hear that?
That's
everyone tuning out right now.
go back over to Pork and Beans.
Yeah,
which, by the
Pork
way,
and Beans is going to have a great... Have they even... Wait.
Yeah, they have a second one out.
I just haven't been paying attention to past
Yeah, they have a second
weeks.
One. They actually chunked it up into 2 because... It was so long.
Chunked it up, huh?
They chunked it up because it was so long.
Chunked it up because... wow. Yeah. There's a joke
but
there.
But I encourage you guys to go and listen to
please,
it. It's pretty, it's
please,
pretty
get
funny.
Away from us because we're already lost. I tell you, we're a ship without a rudder right now.
Ooh.
That was okay. Just nothing wrong there.
All right.
Anyway, so no, Sony is here because she's here just because she needed to drink tonight.
And what better way to drink and
than,
quickly
than with a bunch of guys and a microphone?
That's right.
But her great idea on the way over here was, I'll come on the podcast and I'll just say hi to everyone. And she'll say hi to everyone in her native language, which is Marathi.
Bless you.
Yeah, thank you. That's a language they speak in India.
Okay.
But that was her idea.
No, that's a great idea. I don't.
Really?
Why not?
Just to say hi in Marathi? No, we got to do something better than
that.
Did
you want to do a grand idea?
I don't know. Well, I mean, you know, if she could say hello in Marathi, maybe we can get her to say some other things.
Oh, boy.
What other things do you know how to...
I don't know.
Are you fluent?
Fairly.
Fairly fluent. That's kind of like me with German.
Yeah. Yes.
Fairly fluent.
Yeah.
So, okay, we can just come up with some certain sayings here. You could do them in German. She could do them in Marathi.
Goodness.
Yeah, okay. That's the way I'm thinking right now. I'm like, ooh, you know, I don't practice enough.
Let's see here. I'll just come up with them off the top of my head. Well, say hello to... How would you say hello? How would you greet the people? Greet the people, Sony, please.
Namaskar Mandari.
You got that?
No.
Namaskar.
Namaskar Gandhari?
Mandari.
Mandari.
Mandari. What is that Namaskar literally Mandari. Translated?
I bow down to your soul.
Hey.
People.
I wow. like that. I like that.
You can see where the cultures differ a little bit.
That beats just a little bit. That beats a hey, how you doing any day of the week, I tell you.
That beats a sup. Oh, sup.
Sup, yeah. Sup with you.
Yeah.
Now, so, Carl, we would say hello in German.
Well, it depends on what time of day.
Okay, say, well, now it's 7:30, 7:45.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend. That's yes. good evening. Good I know evening, that. Yes. I remember that from 4 years of German. Yes. There's Guten Tag, which is the day.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen, which is the morning.
Gute Nacht.
Gute Nacht, which is the later
you
night.
Have to
you have to really get it from the soul
like
there.
Like you just drank a gallon of milk.
Hey.
Or you're or a cat, one of the two. Or you're a cat.
So let's see, some other phrases that I can come up with off the top of my mind. Oh. Okay, well, we'll start easy. Like, how are you today? Okay.
Okay. Now, and, see, here's the thing with German. Like, they have a, they have two different cases. So if it's a familiar
case.
Okay,
why don't you just say, how are you today? What's with the cases stuff?
Well, if I don't know you, if it's like, I would say, wie geht es Ihnen?
Uh-huh.
But if I do know you, I would say, wie geht's?
Oh, okay.
See, there's like, they have...
Oh, so it's more...
It's a sign of respect.
It's opposed to, how are you today, as opposed to, hey, how the fuck are you doing, eh?
Well, there goes the explicit sign again, guys.
We gotta put it up once a show. Okay, so now we got that. Okay, so we've said hello, how are you today? Now, like, oh my, isn't it a wonderful day?
As divas kub
sanglahe.
Wow. As vikus sab.
As divas kub chan ahe or as divas kub sangla ahe.
Of course, it's either one or the other. They both sounded the same to me.
Uh-huh. And you would say it in German as?
It's just einen schönen Tag heute.
Okay. Now, let me just come up with a couple of more. Okay.
Oh, boy. It's getting tough.
Try, there is peanut butter in my underwear.
There is a schnauzer in my underwear.
I had to wait until for the end to come up with the zinger.
Well, we didn't have peanut butter.
You didn't have peanut butter in India?
No. We have peanuts, but never peanut butter.
Oh, that's...
So there's no word for peanut
butter.
It's kind
of like...
What kind of a culture...
Goes from one to another, you know?
Yeah, what kind of a culture doesn't like have peanut butter?
If you have peanuts, you have to have peanut butter.
Yeah! It just doesn't make sense.
Absolutely.
We have peanut oil that we cook in.
You have peanut oil, but no peanut butter?
You can't have
butter?
A peanut oil and jelly sandwich.
No!
Yes, I want peanut oil and jelly.
Come on.
There's no peanut butter in India.
So I have to come
anywhere
up...
in India?
No.
So I have to come you up mean with something.
There's never been peanut butter in
no.
India.
No.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
Just don't. Darn it.
You mean they don't import it over now?
I don't know now because I haven't been
that's what I'm
living
talking
there
about.
For 16 years now. So.
So peanut butter in my underwear wouldn't work. Okay, so we have to try something
else. Peanut butter in your underwear wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work in India, no.
Would you say it in German?
Would it work in German?
I don't think it would work here in this country.
I'm just coming up with phrases off the top of my head.
Why would you have peanut butter in your underwear?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
There you go.
My mom had always used the term peanut butter, whether she was talking in German or not.
Wow.
But like
because
peanuts
they don't
is
have
Nüsse.
Peanut butter in Germany, probably.
I mean, the literal translation would be Nüssen Butter.
Okay.
But I don't think they say that.
But do they have peanut butter in Germany?
Yes.
Okay. So Germany has peanut butter. India does not.
Right.
That's how it works.
Yes.
United States.
Yes, good, thank you. God bless the USA, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. By the way, I just want to get a little survey here. What is your favorite kind of peanut butter?
Oh, whatever's on sale, really.
That's basically me, too.
It should be chunky. I'm a chunky guy.
Sometimes chunky, sometimes not.
Yes.
Crunchy?
No, if you're dipping celery into peanut butter, it cannot be chunky.
I thought you said sometimes chunky, sometimes nut. Nut. Isn't that what you just nut. Said? Nut. That sounded like nut.
Dick. I said not. Darn it. No, but yeah, sometimes chunky, sometimes... Like, if you're dipping celery into peanut butter, it cannot be chunky.
Okay. Well, then why not?
Because it's already got enough crisp on it with the celery.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
Don't you feel like just starting this whole thing over?
This is fantastic. This is riveting.
I just feel like just going back to the beginning and trying again here. So no,
we're gonna keep going. We're gonna keep going through this.
Now let's go to the main topic today.
The main course.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're done with that. Let's go to what we came here.
Done with you.
Yes, we're done. You are done.
Goodbye.
How do you say that in yes. What Maguayan?
Marathi.
Marathi. Yes.
Barat betu.
Bada bing. Bada bing. There you go.
I'll meet you later.
We'll be here. All right. So we're done with that. And if you're sticking around with us, thank you.
Both of you.
Yes, all three of you. Thank you for sticking around.
Well, we have pizza coming.
Yeah, we do, but they can't have any. No.
Virtual pizza.
Virtual pizza, yeah. So, no, the reason why we're here is to talk about Inga.
Yeah, Inga is my mom.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Just a little background on Inga.
We've been waiting to start to do a podcast all about Inga. Well,
and there's probably going to be more than one because there's so many Inga stories.
There may be, because we've just got a million of these. Okay, let's let you give the background here.
Sure.
Set it up.
My parents both came to America in the late 1950s from Germany.
Okay.
So they were born in Germany. More or less. My dad was born in a German colony outside of Romania before World War II. Mm-hmm. But that's neither here nor there. We're not talking about him, although we got plenty I could talk about with him, too.
Oh, we could talk about him.
Oh, yes.
We could talk about Irwin.
The comb-over. Nobody thinks you're bald, Dad. Nobody. Wow. The part right by the ear? We'll get into that later. Some other time.
How many hairs on top of his head now? 10?
I think he's got... Probably as much as Charlie Brown did.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was about three, I think.
I think three thick ones.
Nice.
Yeah.
I bet. She loves three thick ones, I hear.
That's why she married him. No, so my mom's been over in this country since the late 1950s.
Okay. So this is 5 decades she's been here.
Yes.
Yes.
5 decades.
You would think she'd get the language down.
You would think. I mean, you would think just accidentally she would get the language down. Like, oops, I got the language down.
My fiance has been in this country for, it's about 15 years, honey?
Since 91.
91. So.
Now, did you know any English before you came over here?
She, you know, okay, but here's the thing. You heard her speak,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, perfect English.
Zilch.
Yes.
No accent. It's dead on.
Would you like to be my mom?
I'm just kidding.
Kidding.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's wife swapping night in Los's basement. Aren't you glad you could be here?
I think we just got a call from Disney.
Hey.
No, but my mom came over not knowing a word of English.
Okay.
So she basically picked up the language. Just watching TV. Actually, she was working in a factory. She picked it up there. So,
what kind of factory?
I think it was a clothing factory.
Okay,
if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So she worked there until, I guess, until my older brother was like 4 or 5.
Okay.
So, but never really formally learned the language on her own.
So she's learned it all through secondhand conversing with people.
Yeah, never took a class. Mm-hmm. Never did anything like that. I don't think she ever read a book on it or anything like that.
Okay.
Originally, I mean, she knows how to read now. I mean, she's.
I would hope so.
She taught me how to read, so I'm hoping that she knows how to read.
Something right there.
Yeah. So she, you know, it's been close to 50 years she's been in this country, and, and the grammar is pathetic.
So
it's awful.
The great thing about this is, you know, all of us growing up, we all knew Inga. We love Inga.
Yes.
No question.
Oh yeah.
Sweetheart of
heart
a woman.
Heart of gold. Definitely a heart of gold.
No question. But you know, her stories, her sayings have become legend to us.
There are some major legendary sayings. And a lot of the time, if I just read them off to you, you won't know what she was talking about.
Right.
So I can usually put a little story in the background and give you an idea.
And these are things that you used to bring out. You bring them out at parties. We're all sitting there drinking.
Yeah.
You would crack up the room.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Like, I think you could base maybe at least 20 minutes of a stand-up act on this.
It's possible.
You probably
between my mom and dad. dad, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So now you wrote some down. What's the first one?
Well, the first one is the granddaddy of them all. Do you want me to go through that one right away just to start it off?
Start it off, yeah. This will give the best example.
All right. Let me give you the background on it.
Mm.
In high school, when I was interested in... No, I'm still interested in girls. But, no, when I first became interested in girls... when I first became interested in dating and stuff...
What are you interested in now?
So, you know, like if Lucy would call or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the bathroom, yes. And my mom would pick up the phone. It was death. I mean, it was awful.
Okay.
Because I just did not know what was going to come out of her mouth.
So you're in the can. You're taking a growler here. You're reading your latest issue of whatever.
Sports Illustrated or something like that.
I bet it was.
Ripping off some tree bark. Taking the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Yes. Dropping off the Cosby kids to the pool.
That's a classic.
How's your pizza, honey?
Well... She would.
We're eating while this is going on.
She would use this common phrase,
mm-hmm.
and it ruined a lot of dates for me.
And that phrase was
"Kyle's in the toilet." Is Carl there? No, I'm sorry. Kyle's in the toilet. Wow, that is such a turn on. You know? Oh my god, I am so turned on by Carl being in the toilet.
Oh man,
I think I just see me like holding on to a turd inner tube at this point. Help me out! Help me! And some of my guy friends would call up and say things like, "Are you dried off?" When I called them back, yeah, I was in the toilet, you idiots. You stupid fucks.
Oh!
Fuck stick.
Fuck, hey.
Yeah. So that was a huge...
Was that really necessary, that F-bomb?
I think so.
Okay, good. Carry on. Next one.
Okay, this one was when we were in Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
We're in the ocean. Just hanging out, you know, going with the waves. And my mom looks at me and says, "Kyle, do the jelly beans bite?" And I was snappy enough to respond back, "The red ones are a little spicy." Obviously, she meant jellyfish, but she talked about jelly beans.
I don't think you're doing the accent thick enough, by the way.
"Kyle, do the jelly beans bite?"
That's much better.
Thank you.
These are not good Inga-isms without that.
I'm sorry.
Step it up a notch, kid. Come on.
What?
I said, step it up a notch.
Do you want me to curse again? Because I will.
Only if you do it in her voice. I think because that would be hilarious.
I don't know if she's ever cursed.
You don't think she's ever uttered one curse word in
her
life?
Oh, in German, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I learned a lot of German curse words because I was such a good kid.
Well, come on. Let's hear them.
Well, fick is fuck.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, Arsch is ass.
Arsch is ass. Scheiße. Yeah.
Scheiße is shit.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
But how would she, could you give me an example of how
well,
she might
always,
use
it? I don't know the translation on this one, but she always used to say, "Zack on Tibet!" And I have no idea. All I knew was I was getting hit. When I heard that, I was ducking. It was like a nuclear alarm going off. Get under your desk and chairs and just wait for it to pass.
You have just woken up America with that one.
I don't know. I'm probably going to get less votes than the Republicans.
Jeez.
Anyway.
Okay, so what's next on your list?
Well, one day at breakfast, when I got down to the breakfast table, my mom asked, "Kyle, would you like a beagle for breakfast?" A beagle.
Hmm.
A beagle. Now, I understand, like, bagels are Jewish, so she probably can't even say that, because she's German.
All right.
So she's probably just trying to stay away from that and say, "I'm going to add an E here
and
make sure that it's not Jewish."
She doesn't want to say anything Jewish?
Well, she's German, and she grew up during World War
II. Oh, boy.
So.
You don't think she...
No, I don't think she's that bad. My dad... Maybe a
Your
little
dad
different.
Had a little, you know.
Yeah, like, he was more impressionable at that age.
It wasn't necessarily they
brainwashed
agreed.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's like that's what you saw on television.
Yes,
that's what you got, so you just went with it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's either you were with them or you were against them, and you didn't want to be against them.
Boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Fascism is very sexy.
Hmm.
At least that's
okay.
What
so
Hitler said.
Where were we here?
We can go on to something else. We went to a restaurant one day.
Okay.
And my mom orders this. "I'll have the prime rib, baked potato, and salad with French fry dressing." French fry dressing.
Now, you know what?
That sounds delicious, though.
They
give it a shot.
Chickies and Pete's does that.
French fry dressing.
I'm serious. I ordered a
my
salad.
My mom was ahead of her time. She said this like 10 years ago.
Wait a second. I was at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. I order a salad. They put French fries on the salad.
That's not dressing, though.
But in a way, it is. It's like croutons. Yeah, but, you know, you mix it. They throw the French fries in. That
is crouton a dressing, though?
It's kind of, sort of. It dresses the salad, yeah. It's not dressing in the liquid sense. Oh, God, we're going to go off on the...
So you can throw a turd on a salad, and that's dressing.
Well,
yeah, sure.
Turd dressing. Which my mom would probably do.
We're going to go off on this whole, is ketchup a dipping sauce conversation again,
aren't we? Not, darn it. It's not a dipping sauce.
Okay, it's a condiment.
But right.
In this case, French fries were a dressing.
Okay, but that's not, I don't think my mom wanted French fries on her salad. I'm just going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Did she want French dressing?
Yes, she wanted French dressing. But she said French fry.
Next.
All right. This is when I was in the basement working out. And I do work out. You may not be able to tell by my figure. But if someone called, my mom would say, Kyle's in the basement making exercise. So I'm actually down there physically making exercise.
Yeah, cling, 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 cling.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey,
ding,
mom,
ding.
Look, I got a sit-up.
That was a good punchline, Steve.
That was hey, it's my first one.
Wow, that was a great one. I wish I would have added that to my bit.
Hey-o.
Here's another classic, and you know this one, Steve.
Okay.
Kyle, enjoy the boys.
Enjoy the boys.
I believe you were there for that one.
I believe I was there for one or two of those.
Yeah.
We'd all show up to go hang out, and as Carl would leave, that was what he would hear. Yeah. Enjoy the boys, Carl.
I'm walking down the steps going towards the car, mm-hmm. and I'm just hoping my mom doesn't say anything. Just stand there with that goofy wave you normally do, you know?
Yes.
And instead I hear, Carl, enjoy the boys. And I immediately, my spine went, oh, God. I'm walking towards the car. And I look at all the guys in the car, and they're all looking at me going, oh, yeah, we heard that one.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. We're going to remind your ass of this one.
That's right. Enjoy the boys.
Oh, yeah.
She also followed that one up before with, God, look at all the big boys. Which just sounds gay on so many levels. Not there's anything wrong with that.
But wait a minute. Not from her mouth. It wouldn't sound gay because Inga is obviously hot to trot here. I mean, you know,
what?
She wanted to see some of the big boys. She wanted to enjoy some of the boys here.
That makes her hot to trot?
I guess so.
Oh.
Wouldn't you? You know, God. If you heard that, say, on Desperate Housewives, you would think that, you know, Terry Hatcher wanted to get some. You know? You're not going to think that you're just going out to go have Slurpees at the mall here? No.
That is frightening. I can't believe we're talking about my mom in this.
Yes, we are.
In this light.
Yes, we are.
Should have skipped over that one. I have plenty of others.
I'm just as frightened as you are.
Okay, let me say this next one, and
yes.
You need to guess what she was talking about.
Have I heard this?
Probably.
Okay.
All right, we'll have Sony answer this.
Okay.
This is my mom. My mom said this. Kyle? Would you like some warm chocolate milk?
Oh.
Hot chocolate?
Yes.
Well, that was the easy one.
Yeah, okay.
That was the easy one. Warm chocolate milk.
All right. All right. You know this one. I don't know if Sony does.
Okay.
My mom used the term olidators.
Did I? Oh, yeah. I explained. I didn't explain that. Okay. So, go ahead.
Okay. Let's see.
I don't know if this place is national or not. Maybe people know about it.
That's part of the name. Kurt, go to Olidators to get film for your camera.
Have no clue.
Go to Olidators for film for your camera. You don't know where Olidators is?
No.
Well,
she's Indian. She can get her.
My mom basically squished three words into one in this one. Olidators, to my mom, is National Wholesale Liquidators. Olidators. So now I call it Olidators. We call it Olidators.
It's always every time I've looked at it now, it's Olidators to me.
They may as well just change it. They may as well just change it.
It's so much easier.
I think she's
on to
something.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
You got the tennis reference there?
The Pete Sampras.
Yes.
Yes. My mom and dad watch a lot of tennis, mm-hmm. and bowling, so that tells you what kind of sports they like to watch, which is really boring. So my mom asked me. I don't watch really that much tennis anymore. But she asked me, Kyle, did Pete Sanford win Wilmington? Now, I don't know who the fuck Pete Sanford is. And I don't think there's a big tennis tournament in Wilmington.
No.
But that's what she asked.
Sanford.
Pete Sanford.
I like Wilmington.
Now, she also asked, when I went to a bachelor party.
Oh!
She asked this one. And I was really...
Shit, can I come with you and jump out as a cake? Is that what she asked?
No. Bachelor party. Not nut house.
Go ahead.
She said, Kyle, will there be any stripers at the bachelor party? Nice thing. I think I told her there might be some rock bass. And that was about it. Maybe some bluegill. I don't think we're going to get stripers.
I'm surprised your mom would even ask the question.
Well, I don't know. I guess she knows me all too well.
I guess so.
Just a couple more here, really funny ones.
All right.
Just to show you some of her fashion sense. Kyle, tuck out your pants. Instead of untucking my pants, she wants me to tuck out my pants.
You tuck out, well, you tuck in the shirt and tuck out. Okay.
It kind of makes sense in a retarded way.
Well, then I guess she used to dress you in lederhosen, so I'm really trying to picture this.
Wait, tuck out, she meant tuck in the shirt?
Untuck it.
Untuck the shirt.
Oh, gotcha.
Tuck out your pants.
Yeah. Yeah,
think about it.
You're going to hurt yourself. Stop thinking about it before it's too late. Kyle, close the light. Not turn off the light. Close it.
See, I'm
apparently I left the light open.
See, I'm laughing so much at these because I don't know which ones he's going to pick. Which is so these are just, I've heard a lot of these before, but he's just throwing them out. And they're great the second time around, too.
My wife, Snoopy, will appreciate this one. Mm-hmm. I was over at her apartment and someone called my mom. And asked if I was there. And my mom responded with, no, I'm sorry. Kyle's in the soul.
Which might have been the truth.
It could have been. I don't know.
It might have been the truth. Maybe maybe Inga knew something.
This is one from my, my mom explaining something from my childhood. I used to go to the farmer's market with my mom a lot.
Okay.
And when I was there... At the deli, the guy behind the deli would always give me a little slice of salami.
Hey, so the deli guy's giving you a little salami there. Hey, all right.
My mom says this. Kyle took the salami. Took the salami.
Wait a second. When would she say this?
She said this, like, explaining this, like, a couple years ago.
Oh, so, okay, so she would be saying it to other, oh, then Kyle took the salami.
Kyle took the salami.
Took the salami. Yes. With the big boys. And he enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he enjoyed the big boys with the salami.
Now, when you go to the ocean, when you go
this
to the beach.
This is the gayest podcast we have ever done, ladies and gentlemen.
When you go to the beach.
Way too many references here.
When you go to the beach and you ask somebody.
Not that there's anything wrong with this, by the way. But go on.
When you ask somebody about the tide.
Yes.
How do you ask a question? Like,
I don't ask anybody. What do I give a rat's ass about the tide?
All right.
Is the water there or not?
Play along,
okay,
Abbott.
Got it. What would I ask? Is it high tide? That kind of
thing? Bingo.
Okay.
My mom asks, Kyle, is the ocean big? No, it's a small ocean this time of year. Yeah, so that's not good. She's also asked me, Kyle, you should put silicone on your sunburn. Silicone.
So what you should get
is solar cane silicone.
You should get a babe that had her breasts done and just rub it all over your face. That's what she's saying.
I was hoping.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
Hey, my mom told me to do it. It's got to be right.
It sounds good to me. It would work if you positioned him just right under the sun.
It's got to be right. Oh, here's one. I can tell a story behind this one.
Okay.
My mom said, I like the socks with the holes in them.
You like the socks with the holes in them?
Yeah, she wanted fishnet stockings.
Oh.
Now the reason behind this is I was when I was living with my parents, I was on the computer doing some homework or something. I don't know, maybe some research. I'm not really sure.
Research.
My mom comes up and I'm facing away from her, so I don't see her.
Okay.
She comes up and she says that she got something for Halloween.
Ah.
And I'm like, oh, you got an outfit for Halloween? That's so cool. And she's like, yes, I picked it up at a yard sale. And immediately I'm like, oh, no. What can it be? I turn around, and my mom picked up a French maid outfit at a yard sale and asked me if she should wear this. I'm like, no, that's disgusting.
Some explanation needs to be done here because, ladies and gentlemen, as much as we love Inga, we got to describe something about her. This is a woman who – how do we explain this, Carl? grooming habits.
Well, not she's old school German.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's old. You're old school European.
Like, what, she used to wear tank tops, and I couldn't walk near her because I was like, don't point up in the sky.
Uh-oh.
Please. Because you're going to look like you have carrot top and a headlock. Because she's a redhead. So, you know, she's makes red pubes.
Red pubes.
I mean, red armpit hair.
Oh!
I didn't know about that.
No!
Did I just say that?
Yes, you did. Wow. You just mentioned that. That's all your fault.
I don't know if she's got red pubes.
Carl, I got pizza, wings, and beer here. You just ruined it.
Are there any red pubes on those?
No.
I hope not.
Sorry, guys. I got one really, really funny
Yeah, you
story.
Better end this one. You better get out of this one fast, pal.
Let's change course here. Before I really feel like shit. We went out to dinner. Actually, it was a late lunch with my parents and a couple other people, like my brother and his wife and some other people. Yeah, it was like a Sunday lunch dinner.
Okay.
And we were sitting there eating salad, and I just knew my mom was going to ask something stupid. Because she likes to do that. I don't think she means anything by it. It's just the way she says things. You just have to, like... Yeah, she makes really bad conversation. So she was talking about a friend of mine, Bill. You know Bill.
I know Bill, yes. The Birdman.
Yeah. We'll call him Birdman. And my mom can't really say Birdman.
You can use Bill for this story.
Okay, yeah. There's a lot of Bills out there.
Does he know this story? Did you ever tell him?
No.
He doesn't listen to this, as far as we know.
He's not really internet savvy like our president. So she starts talking about Bill, and she's like... She mentioned that he was expecting a second child.
Uh-huh.
Well, not him, but his wife.
Yes.
And she asked me if I saw pictures of the first child.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we saw pictures of Mitchell.
Do it in the voice, please, because it'll just make it happen.
Okay. We saw pictures of Mitchell. Yeah, he's a cute boy. And she's like, yeah, it looks a lot like Bill. And I'm like, well, that's usually the way it is with, you know, parents and their kids. They usually have a resemblance. And she's like, is he retarded? And I said, excuse me, what? And she's like, well, you know, Bill was retarded once. And I'm like, I had a friend that was once retarded. Yes, Kyle, don't you remember? They took him away. No, I was like two at the time. How did I remember this? They took him away and they brought him back. I was like, so there's a retard doctor out there that can cure retardedness? I was like, I was blown away by this. I just kept on trying to eat and ignore it.
What was the whole story about it? You know, he was taken away. Was he just sent to camp or something?
No, he probably had like a birth defect. He might have had like yellow fever or something like that.
He was sick. He had to go to the hospital or something. So she thinks that, oh, he was retarded, and they had to take him to the hospital, zap him under the light, cured.
Apparently he had like a retard virus they had to get rid of.
And he
something.
Got cured of it all.
Yes.
And he grew up to be a very normal man.
And my cousin Trish goes, as the story is being told, my cousin Trish goes, you know, he was in gifted class. It's not like he was retarded.
He was a smart kid.
He was a smart kid, yeah.
Brilliant.
You were too, right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. Something went horribly right.
You should
have
been retarded.
So, hey!
I wanted to ask my mom if I had any more friends who were retarded. I just wanted to know if I had any more friends who were retarded as kids.
She just zapped me.
I didn't even hear it.
You didn't hear what she said? Say it again.
Oh, it was something about Steve being retarded?
Yeah, I said he should have been retarded.
I should have been. I might have been cured. I would have come out normal.
That's right.
Boy, we're going down a real path here. I think I want to stop. Let's see. We've done at least three gay themes, talked about your mother's red pubes, and now we're talking about retards.
My aunt definitely can't listen.
Oh, this is before we get here, Sony's talking to her aunt and tells her that we're going to do the podcast, and her aunt wants to know what the address is of the podcast.
Well, let's not
do
that.
Her family wants to listen.
I can just see at the wedding everybody on your side staring at me like,
and, yeah.
Oh my God, it's the white devil. That's me.
How do you say white devil in Marathi?
Oh,
Carl.
I don't know.
Oh.
Los.
Los.
Very simple. Yeah.
Are we done with this?
Yes. I think if I go to any churches now, they're probably going to burn down. So
they
let's
might.
Not go to any churches.
Oh, hell out of here. Before you screw something else up.
I'm sorry.
You just... We made it through another one. Hopefully you did too. Did you say goodbye in Marathi?
I did.
Do it again. Come here.
Barabetu.
I think is what she said.
Gute Nacht, meine Freunde.
Get the hell out of here, people.
Sugaratri.
We'll see you later.
No, you didn't do the... Aww.
I didn't do it.
Steve.
Yeah, thanks for putting up with this long. That thing, yeah.
No, but I'm the Reverend and... Blah, blah, blah.
That's right. I am the Reverend Smoke and Steve. He is Los. We are Los and Smoke. Thanks for putting up this long.
Enjoy the boys. Enjoy them.